As I have loved you, you also must love one another. And a new commandment I give to you, love one another as I have loved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters, I personally think today's gospel is so very, very appropriate, and indeed so timely in the great mess that we are in the world. As our bishop spoke to the communicants there, we are in a mess, and I think we need love. Going back to memory lane is all you need is love. Do you remember that? Who's that? Who's that? John Lennon, right? No? John Lennon, yeah. He's one of the famous songs by the Beatles. It was written in 1967 when I was still in the seminary for a television program called Our World, the first to be broadcast live to a global audience. We are told over 400 million people from 25 different countries tuned in to watch it. The Beatles had been asked for a song, and people of every nation could understand love, which is why the lyrics are simple and repetitious. You want to sing it? All you need is love, love. Love is all you need. If I had a better voice, I would have sang it there. Something to remember. The song's writer, John Lennon, surprisingly, was not the first to offer that message to the world. Almost 2,000 years earlier, there was another John the Evangelist, thought to be the author of today's second reading. By tradition, John the Evangelist lived a very great age. He became too feeble to walk. His friends would bring him on a stretcher, and all his message was, little children, love one another. Little children, love one another, he would say. And what he was doing was, he was repeating the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples. Little children, love one another. It was always the same thing that people started to tire of. The disciples themselves were very tired when Jesus kept on repeating. They complained. And all that Christ would say is, love one another. Today's gospel, my dear brothers and sisters, recalls the moment when the Lord gave that commandment to his followers. Something very, very precise, very important. The disciples, the 12 disciples, were people from different backgrounds. And surprisingly, you see, they were human beings. Everybody had their own agenda. The disciples, can you imagine that? Jesus chose them. They had their own agenda. They would try to cut one another. They tried to come clean in the face of Jesus. And Christ, you know, saw that through them. And he says, love one another. And what he said, he didn't stop there. He says, love one another as I have loved you. He told his disciples that. So my dear brothers and sisters, when we have difficulty, not that it's permissive to love, we have to understand that we are human beings. And Jesus is there to help us on the road to love. Now, why did Jesus stress the importance of love? Why? Because as a faithful member of the Jewish community, one of the laws was to love. But there was a wrinkle there. The law, the Jewish Judaic law at that time said, love one another only if they love you. And if they don't love you, in another part of the gospel, the Judaic law says, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You remember that? Because that was the law. And Christ came to abolish that law. And that's the reason why, you see, they did not trust him. They did not follow him. They came, they realized that he was here to upset everything, to bring about a division. All that he was doing, my dear brothers and sisters, was following, you know, the commands of his father. The disciples, those 12 men, struggled with this radical redefinition of neighborly love. They were Jews, yes. So they loved one another as long as it suited them. They were dismayed to see what it cost him. When he stooped to wash their own feet, Peter objected. You remember that on Holy Thursday? Jesus, it seemed, was ready to suffer any amount of humiliation, even to the risk of his own life. And now he was expecting them to do the same. Today's gospel, my dear friends, however, makes it very clear there is nothing shameful about serving others. On the contrary, serving others is a glorious thing. In that so-called Summer of Love of 1967, the Beatles' song, All You Need Is Love, became something of an anthem, but it had its consequences. Many young visionaries of the post-war generation dreamed of a new world, of not only a peaceful society, but a more permissive society. More permissive society. Make love, not war, they protested. For them, what was make love? For them, what was the concept, the definition of love? It was self-indulgence. Was not what Jesus had in mind. We, members of his kingdom of God, were to share our love in mutual fidelity, reverence, and service. Indeed, when Christ commanded people to love one another, as he did, he was asking you and me to emulate God. God is love. That meant reaching out to people who are marginalized, stigmatized, welcoming home the sinner, feeding those who are hungry, not necessarily physical hunger, but hunger in different things. Take Christ himself. What did he do? He was people-oriented. He was there, you know, right from the very beginning. His first miracle was what? Changing the water into wine so that the couples or the family will not be embarrassed. That's one thing. Can you imagine the embarrassment, you know, at a wedding? Again, he associated himself with outcasts of society, lepers. He cured them. Again, he was at the woman at the well, and she confessed. Again, with Mary Magdalene, who had the privilege of witnessing and announcing his resurrection, the first person. Much more so, men who cheated other people, businessmen, tax collectors, Zacchaeus, you see. Unknown to Zacchaeus, Christ looks at him on a tree and says, Zacchaeus, come down. I want to be with you, have dinner with you. And Zacchaeus once said to himself, does he really know who I am? Yes, Jesus knew who he was. Jesus knows each and every one of us, my dear brothers and sisters. You and I are living an exciting age of rapid change, an age in which many have begun to embrace diversity and value people equally. Yet, we come back to the theme, our Lord is still commanding us, his disciples, you and I, to go beyond the social norms of our day. He commands us. He not just requests us. He just not pleads us. He commands us not just to love, but to love as he loves. To treat people well, however they are, is difficult. You know that, and I know that. And even if it creates difficulties for ourselves, we need not worry, my dear brothers and sisters, what other people will think. It is such selfishness moments that in God's eyes, we appear not foolish, but glorious. My dear brothers and sisters, as a reminder of today's homily, I'm going to share with you something that you and I learned in kindergarten, or in the first grade, or as kids. What is that? The three R's, right? You remember that? Three R's. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. I'm going to change that now as adults. The three R's that contradict love, that really contradict love. What are the three R's? Resentment, revenge, and retaliation. Resentment, revenge, and retaliation. And when we have that in us, it forms knots in our stomach, and we are blinded there. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us think about this, because retaliation is the last resort, you see, where we see so much of things that are happening today. May Mary, the Mother of Peace, bring us to our heavenly home. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand.